I think it is important to know the background to this alien intervention. They were not on a Sunday cruise. They came here for a very specific purpose. But the UFO display over New York is rooted deep in Earth's environmental crisis. Now, your listeners to this program are generally aware of our environmental crisis. The CO2 pollution of our atmosphere is now at 9% average worldwide, worse than China, of course, rising at 1% annually to the critical mass of 22% in which humans could not survive. Now, the aliens, in particular the Pleiadians, have monitored the Earth for millions of years, and they are well aware of our critical situation. So accordingly, the Alien Council, which consists of eight powerful planetary systems, that is the Pleiades, the Alpha Centaurians, the Bertes, the Orion, Sirians, Pisces, Zeta, Reticulis, and the Comsolis, they determine at their regular Alien Council meeting about a year ago, that they would intervene to save mankind from extinction. They would come and clean up our polluted atmosphere because the solution is now beyond our technologies. Now, my sources tell me that this was one of the greatest decisions in the dramas of the universe. Why? Well, my source, that is the Transcender Spiritual Group from which I get all of this information. It doesn't come from me. There's no way I could come up with this kind of information. And they tell me that countless thousands of alien societies have polluted their planet to total extinction. Not a single being, animal, or plant survived. Mind you, some planets have destroyed themselves through wars and war as well.
Right.
But the thing is that the transcenders warn is that we, or planet Earth, is on that path. We're not the worst, but we're in the top 10%. So we're in a pretty serious situation. Now, where was the Alien Council in these critical times when these planets were virtually polluting themselves.
Ready to wipe themselves out. Yeah, where
right.
were they?
And now they have determined to save planet Earth.
Why?
Yeah, that's a very good question. Now, there are several, I asked about that because there are several reasons for this decision. First, the Earth is unique in the universe. It has the greatest emotional energies of any planet in the universe. The aliens have some degree of emotion, some like the Bertes, normally we refer to them as the Greys. They are our abductors, but they have absolutely no emotions. They don't understand it at all, but they are fascinated by it. They watch all those yelling, screaming, crying, laughing spectators in our football and hockey matches, and they are absolutely fascinated, although most of them still don't understand our emotional energies.
Mm-hmm.
They monitor our communication systems every day and our national, the national human events and sports and that sort of thing with a great deal of interest. For example, the transgender would tell me that more than 300 billion aliens watched the Winter Olympics in Vancouver last winter. Now, another reason is that they believe that there is hope for mankind's spirituality, that someday soon we shall rise to a higher spiritual consciousness, basically confirming the Mayan prophecies. So those are the basic reasons why, apparently, according to the transgenders, that they decided to intervene. But they feared that their sudden intervention to clean up the Earth's atmosphere would create massive fear, panic, and confusion. Accordingly, they decided that they would perform a gradual introduction to their alien reality. They would appear over our principal cities with a tentative date of 13th of October 2010. They would not land or communicate. They would do so every year until 2015, at which time they will start to clean up our atmosphere. And their interventions would become more aggressive year after year.
Interesting.
They plan as their last major contact that they would address the United Nations in 2014.